Now, Ellipse is one of those classic movies, of course, classic shorts that, as you well know, we've actively supported as far as the Midwich Drive and indeed Southside Broadcasting and Siren FM are concerned, because it's directed by Alana Rain. But as Alana has also said, without the magical music and the truly talented, amazing wondrousness that is Luke Carradine, it just wouldn't be the same. Isn't that right, Luke?
Yes, it is
absolutely.
Right. I couldn't agree more.
Bless her. But we're not here to talk about Ellipse today. I mean, obviously, we'll come back to that and chat about it at another time. We are here to talk about where you are, because following in the footsteps of a whole heap of other goodies, indeed reporters such as Charlotte Fortune, who's an actress who was there last year, you are at Cannes, the Cannes Film Festival 2014, with not one, but two fabulous editions that you're going to talk about. So, first of all, just set the scene, because it's always nice when we have correspondence from the Cannes Film Festival to just sort of just generally paint the images that you're actually seeing there.
Okay, I'm actually standing opposite the entrance, the famous red carpet shot.
Yep.
And this year they've decided to have Marcello Mastroianni to sort of brand the festival, and every year they choose a different classic actor. And he happens to be one of my favorites, so it's very, very flash. It's a little quieter than last year, but last year we had awful weather. It was just raining bucket loads throughout the festival. This year is very vibrant as always, and when the festival is on, it completely takes over the city, the entire city. It's great. We love it.
One of these days we're going to have to get there ourselves, but never mind, we'll talk about that. 2 days in the smoke is just one of the scenarios that you've been working there. Just tell us a little bit about this particular motion picture.
Yeah, 2 days in the smoke is a very interesting, and hopefully to do very well, film thriller, featuring Alan Ford of Snatch fame. He's one of our classic actors of the last sort of 10, 15 years. We also have Matt D'Angelo of Hustle fame. He is very popular with the ladies, and he certainly has helped us to secure the right deals this year, I tell you that. And we started to shop this film around. I mean, the film has been in production 2 years, and as you very well know, and I was involved as in the music department as well as production. And it took us about 3 months to find the right sales agent, which we did. We have two on board now, and we are absolutely thrilled. I mean, yesterday we had a party, and the day before we had the official screening here at the festival, and it's really going well. I cannot wait to see the film out in London. Hopefully after the summer we'll have the official premiere. But it's certainly something I just can't wait. I really can't wait.
Without giving any sort of plot spoilers away, does it have anything to do with London? I mean, is it like 2 days in the smoke, like 2 days in London? Is that the line of the smoke?
That is certainly the case. Right. I'm happy to sort of give you a brief synopsis.
Okay.
It's basically the life of a very successful lawyer in the... the role is taken by Matt D'Angelo himself.
Yep.
And basically, this guy decides to completely mess up his life in 2 days. He gets fired. He lost.
So technically, it could be called 2 days up in smoke, and without sort of changing the meaning to a certain extent. You know, change the preposition.
It would. It's very interesting you bring up the old word, the smoke, for that. Because at one point, the sales agents decided to sort of maybe change the name and have something that it was a little bit easier to understand for everyone around the world. Really.
2 days in London, it's not the same. 2 days in the smoke, it's fine.
No, it's not the same. No, but it has actually, the name is coming out in Asia and America with another title, which is London Payback.
Ah, yeah. Well, you see, they won't appreciate when the smog was there before the Clean Air Act actually took place that London actually used to be a very smoky city, hence the reason it was referred to as the smoke.
Absolutely, and there was an actual scene in the film where that fact was brought up in the script, but then we lost the scene in the edit. We decided we didn't need it, so we lost that bit of information, crucial information, and so the title was obviously under scrutiny after that.
Well, I know that our good friends at Future Publishing and Total Film have been very supportive of the whole system, and it's getting almost as exciting as one could possibly be. But then, not just have we got 2 days in the smoke that's actually there, you've already got an award-winning film that's going as well, which is Hard Time Bus.
Yes, Hard Time Bus, it's a very vibrant film. It's a completely different cookie. It's a rom-com to start with, and it's Dean Charles' first feature film. And first features are always, always difficult. I cannot tell you, this director's go through a lot of effort to get their first features out. And I've always tried to be extremely supportive of first-time directors. They need every bit of energy that they can get from everyone across the production board. And certainly Dean Charles is a brilliant young talent that you want to really look out for. We've been working together for donkey's years in TV, so we knew each other very well, and he has a great background in like shooting all sorts of programs in the UK. And this film is of a different league. It's an art house film, whereas 2 Days in the Smoke is commercial. You know, we got girls, we got guns, blah blah blah, with 2 days, and with Hard Time Bus is the opposite. It's about the script, it's the story, it's a relationship film. And with that thought in mind, it's, as you very well said, it's done very well in festivals, because when you go to the right people and to the right festival with that sort of product, they love you for it. You just have to be able to pitch the film to the right part of section of the industry.
You've touched on something there, Luke, which is so critical, because people think about the glamour of the film industry and the Cannes Film Festival and so on, but it is, keyword, an industry. And you've talked about product, you've talked about audiences and so on. It's one of those challenges that you need to sort of work through. And as an ace composer, you just mentioned from that point of view, this is something where, you know, deals can fall through, but at the same time, you just have to keep on going if you believe in your particular form and product.
You've said it very well. You said it very well, Alex. It is an industry. It is compartmentalized. You have to know what you're out to pitch and you're out to get. You have to know your people. You have to know your audience. And you have to work hard to establish yourself within that niche, which eventually might take you to the mainstream, which is this kind of transcendental kind of status where you can actually connect with various niches. This is how I like to see it. But first and foremost, you have to establish yourself as something that is quite, that people can define, that people can understand. And it's pretty hard.
Do you ever find, I mean, you talked about how you got involved with Hard Time Bus there, that people get a little bit overawed, Luke, when they realise they're talking to the Luke Carradine, you know, the person who actually has wowed thousands, has produced material for Nokia commercials, for Bloomsbury, for a whole range of other factors within that. Have people been starstruck? Because I know, you know, when Ilana first suggested you could sell, I thought, my word, this is exciting.
Yes, no. The way I tend to see it is, you know, it's all relative. And it's all about really, really understanding that you can be at any one time during the day, whether it's at a market or in London or at a networking event, you can find yourself surrounded by people who are of a completely, let's say, lower league than yours, and then you turn around and you're facing the opposite situation. You just can be the smallest fish on the planet because you're talking to whoever. So
John Williams, perhaps.
Exactly, or anyone, inspection or whatever. And so you have to be very cool and very humble and just don't completely ignore any label that people might have put on you.
I often find it as well, it's a bit like tennis players. If you actually play with people who are slightly higher in a better league, you actually improve your game. It forces you to actually improve your game as well. That's an interesting line I've found, really, in terms of what
you're putting out. I like that. I really like that. Yes, absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
Well, there we are.
If you don't mind, I'll use it if I can at cocktail parties. Luke, I'll use that thought because it's quite cool.
Feel free to do so. I mean, it's been a genuine delight connecting with you, good soul, live from the Cannes Film Festival. I presume it's probably coming around to about 10:45 there or in Cannes?
That is exactly correct. Mm-hmm. That is exactly correct. But the only thing I wanted to drop as a bit of information, it's very exciting, is that we are now attached to another brilliant British production featuring Vanessa Redgrave and Sir Ian McKellen of Gandalf fame. We also have Jonathan Pryce, who you probably remember for starring in the amazing Terry Gilliam film Brazil. And he's been in 1,000 films since then, and he's one of our greatest actors, by all means. And this will be a biopic about the life of Noel Coward. And we got sales already in place for that, so representation for the film. We have a little bit of money coming through, and we're looking for another £4 million, so you're welcome to one of your clients. Sorry?
We will start the campaign now, Luke. That's
a good absolutely. By all means, go for it.
I mean, this is actually great news, because, I mean, obviously, Sir Ian McKellen, I presume it's Sir Ian who'll be taking on board the role of Noel Coward. I suspect he'll be sort of well-suited for that.
Yeah, thank you. Absolutely.
Yeah. Listen, Luke, it's been fabulous just touching base with yourself. A reminder, as far as the two films that you're actually involved with, as far as the Cannes Film Festival is concerned, 2 Days in the Smoke, as we said, sort of...
Yeah, also known as London Payback in America and Asia.
Very good, because obviously in America and Asia, as we've said, they won't understand the smoke. They'll think it's something completely different. So that's London Payback, 2 Days in the Smoke, or it's two separate titles, depending on where in the planet you are, or to use film terminology, which territory you're looking to actually go for. Sorry, you see the way I just dropped that one in, Luke? You know, it's very, very critical. And in addition to that, obviously, we've got the slightly more arty, but nonetheless more wonderful Hard Time, which is produced together by, in fact, it's been a winner of the Black Hollywood Film Festival, amongst other things. So that's,
exactly, and it also took the best film award in Manchester last year, end of last year.
So, as we expect, Luke Carradine, clearly you only associate with winners. We knew this from the point of view that when Ilana Rain suggested you to us in the first place.
Thank you.
Look, just describe for us, what does the rest of the day have in store for yourself? Because obviously you're opposite the red carpet sort of set up now from that point of view at the Cannes Film Festival. Is it a case of just chilling for a wee while, or is it a case of, no, we're looking to schmooze and do some deal-making and so on?
You know, it's a lot about deal making, and it's a lot about finding a new projects for the future. And you can never have enough, and you have to keep all the plates spinning as much as you can. I have to tell you, it's quite funny because I come here with a very bad knee, with possibly a shot meniscus. I really have to look into it when I'm back into London, and I walk around with a limp. it's quite funny, and at every event I've been on, you know, I tend to end up leaning for support on my clients, which is quite hilarious.
Luke, you could carry it off with grace and style and panache. We know you can. Listen, it's been fabulous to touch base with your good self. I take it you've had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us from the Cannes Film Festival.
Indeed.
Excellent. So, I think we're already booked for this. Are you up for joining us again in the very near future, probably next Wednesday on the Midweek Drive, where you can actually reflect on that, and we can start talking a little bit more about your own, sort of how you connect ballet at the Bloomsbury Theatre, Nokia commercials, a whole heap of other goodies, and more Luke Carradine magic.
Thank you very much, Alexander. I'll be delighted to be on the show and at your service, always.
Oh, Luke Carradine, just phenomenal. A phenomenon of the musical composing world. Luke, we salute you. Take care now.
Thank you so much. I'm blushing.